So you want to kind of about the emails? Right. Well, let's start at the beginning. Is this thing working? Oh, I see. My name's Bob Servant, and I'm 62 years old. Last year, I won a computer in the bowling club raffle, but the only emails I got were spam. It got right on my nerves, so I started writing back. Then some grass told the BBC, and here we all are. This week, I receive a royal appointment from Africa. I hope you enjoy it.
From Jack Thompson to Bob Servant. Subject, delete this at your peril.
Dear sir, permit me to inform you of my desire of going into business. I am Jack Thompson, the only son of late King Arawi of tribal land here in Nigeria. My father was a very wealthy traditional ruler, poisoned to death by his rivals. Before he died, he called me to his sickbed.
Jack! Jack! Come to my sickbed!
He told me of $75 million kept secretly for him by a security company. I now seek a foreign partner where I will transfer the proceeds for investment. I am willing to offer you 20% and I anticipate hearing from you soon. Thanks and God bless, Jack Thompson.
Hello, Jack. You'll have to forgive me. I'm only just getting into the computer game. Have we met?
Hello, Mr. Servant. Do not worry, this is very safe. We have not met, but this is a business proposition. You can't trust me.
In that case, Your Majesty, I want 30%, not a penny less. Your servant, Bob Servant.
Dear Mr. Servant, in order not to waste time, I have agreed the 30% and I've notified the court and my family accordingly. They are happy that someone of honour is going to help us with the money kept safe by my deceased father. Already, I have developed that confidence in you, Bob. Please email me your personal details.
Hold tight, Jackie boy. I want 40% and not a penny less. You're not going to screw me on this one, Jack, and I'll tell you that for free.
Please, Bob, let us just proceed. I'm not greedy. I will offer you the 40%, but now you must send me your personal details.
Jack, you've got a deal. But I don't want the money in cash. You've probably heard of Dundee's cheeseburger wars back in the 80s.
Triple-decker, please, Bob, no lettuce.
Well, back then, Bob here was the main man. I had an armada of cheeseburger vans and absolutely coined it in. The taxman's been chasing me ever since, and I can't be pulling in millions from Africa or he'll be all over me like a rash. So, can I have my share in diamonds and gold? I can shift it gradually through the pawn shops in Arbroath.
Hello, Bob. I received your mail, and I guess I understand it. As for the diamond and gold, I think I have access to raw gold for your share, or I can pay normal cash.
I'm afraid I just can't take my share in cash, Jack. It's too dangerous. I could take it in diamonds, gold, or livestock. When I say livestock, I refer, as I'd imagine you've guessed, to lions. You might have heard that my neighbour Frank the Plank recently put in a private zoo. Well, I just spotted him in my church's chip shop buying a bag of 50 fritters for his monkeys. I told him about you and me and this whole business, and right off the bat, Frank said he'd pay £80,000 for every lion I can get him.
Hello, Bob. I understand now what you mean. You don't want the money in cash. Well, I just got in contact with a friend of mine, and I can now pay you through the raw livestock lion. There's a quantity of 4. So, Bob, you need not worry about the taxman coming again, and you can always keep them in your friend's private zoo, as you said. Now, I will go and arrange for them while you send me your details.
Jack, your email worked me up into a lather. This is fantastic. 4 lions. Are they male or female? I can't wait to tell Frank about this. He'll be cock-a-hoop, and well, he should be. Where are the animals just now?
Hello, Bob. They are all male, and I have arranged for them. But, Bob, can't you see you are dragging us backwards? Please reply with your name, address and banking information.
All right, Jack. My full name is Bob Godzilla 7. And please note, I was named before the movie came out. My address is the house next to the house with the zoo, Harbourview Road, Broughty Ferry, Dundee. It's not a busy road, Jack, so don't worry about the lions getting wound up by lorries. I'm with the Bank of Scotland on Brook Street. Bear in mind, they're closed on Wednesdays, so they can all go 10-pin bowling. All in all, we're moving along nicely. And can you please send me a photo of the animals?
Hello, Bob. All is fine. The informations you gave me are not complete. I need your banking information, which you can easily receive if it is only one day a week when there is this trouble with the bullying. As for the lion, I have to take some photographs of them before I can scan and send to you, so give me some time.
Hello, my friend. What a wonderful morning. Hope it's a belter over there in Africa. I'll get the information from the bank later on. I know for a fact they're going for a bowl today because I saw them at the bus stop in their special shirts. Please get me the photos of the lions as soon as you can. Then we can move on. I cannot wait to see these magnificent creatures. Will you be capturing them yourself? By Christ, Jack. I wish I were on that hunt with you, my friend. Helping you and holding you, your servant, Bob Godzilla Servant.
Hello, Bob. It has been 2 days. I do not believe the bank would close for 2 days for this bullying. You must give me your bank details. But I do not want to waste time, so I put photos of the four lions below. I've agreed a special price with my friend of $40,000 for these wonderful four lions. I hope you are happy with my bargaining. And please, now do send me your bank details and phone number. Yours in trust, Jack Thompson.
Jack, can I ask you a question?
Yes, Bob, you must, of course.
Are you f***ing mental?
What is this, Bob? Why do you say to me that? I've provided four lions like you asked. I've bargained a special price for you, and now you speak like this. Is it the price?
It's not the price, Jack, no. Firstly, it's the fact you've sent me four photos of the same lion. Secondly, and slightly worse, is the fact that the photo is quite clearly of a statue of a lion.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry I misunderstand you. Four live lions will be so much easier for me, and I will purchase them for you today, and I will bargain hard for you. Bob, I spoke to the security company. They need $2,000 from you to fix the deal. Is this possible?
Jack, no problem. Can you send me the photos of live lions? $2,000 is a dawdle for a man in my position. That was a Saturday morning on the cheeseburger vans.
Two chaps and a desperate Dan burger, please, Bob.
What's the exact amount in pounds, though? The exchange rates in the Dundee Telegraph are a nonsense. They're done by the same guy that does the horoscopes.
$2,000 is £1,400. Please send it today. I have good news. The lions are bought. I do not have a camera, but a photo of a lion is below.
Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks so much for putting my mind at rest and letting me know what a lion looks like. Listen, I just popped my head over the garden wall and had a word with Frank. He was busy feeding his flamingos. And he did say that he is very, very excited about getting hold of the lions. He's asked me to pass on a few questions. Are they male or female? Are they in good physical condition? And do they talk?
In answer to the questions, Bob, the lions are healthy males, and I don't think I've ever seen a lion that talks. I don't know if you are also interested in leopards. My friend works in the government zoo, and he could find a leopard for you. Remember to speak to your bank tomorrow. It is now critical.
Okay, Jack. I've spoken to Frank. He will take two leopards, as long as they're friendly, and, if you can get it, one elephant. Now, he's absolutely positive that he saw a talking lion once. He thinks it was either on Songs of Praise or Bullseye. And he says it reminded him of Wogan.
Oh, hands on deck. It's Wogan.
Are you sure you can't get him a talking one? I'm going to the bank in 2 hours.
Hello, Bob. I can get you two leopards, and we'll see what I can do for the talking lion.
Oh, hello.
Bob, please, for our sakes, go to the bank right now and send me $2,000.
Jack, well, I hope you're sitting down. Frank just called, and here is his full list. Four lions, two leopards, one elephant, one alligator, two parrots, one hedgehog, and, of course, the talking lion. Frank has a good few quid. He worked for me on the cheeseburger vans. So I think we should put our necks out on this one and make sure that we get ourselves a talker.
Bob, from your mail, I'll be able to get four lions, two leopard and one alligator. The others will take some time, and it's better we proceed with what we have. Bob, you must send me the $2,000 or the whole arrangement will fail. There's good news for you also. We have checked, and of the four, we have one talking lion.
Oh, hello.
So that will keep your friend happy, I'm sure. He only talks a little bit, but it will be enough. Thank you, Bob.
Hi, Jack. I'm not sure about a lion that only speaks a little. I like one that isn't so shy, if possible.
Bob, this is urgent. What is happening? I don't sell animal. I came to you with a business arrangement. I only said I could get some lion to help you and your friend Frank. Then you say you need a leopard, and I say, okay. Now you are saying it must be a full-talking lion? What is this madness? Send me the $2,000 immediately. Do it today, Bob.
Hi, Jack. What does the lion say when it talks? I'm just checking so they won't get me into any fights.
Bob, let's go straight to the point. The lion and leopard are friendly. They are here at the back of my house. One of them is a talking lion. Now, forget everything apart from sending me the money. I like you, Bob, but I must also think of the wishes of my late father. I have to move this money immediately because my family's enemies are looking for it. Act quickly, Bob, for all our sakes.
Last couple of things, Jackie. What are the names of the four lions? I need to know what to call them when I introduce them to Frank. And what does the talking lion actually say?
Bob, we have really wasted much time. Anyway, the information you asked for. One, the talking lion is Captain. Two, the normal lion with black hair is Zorro. The other two do not have names. You can give them names yourself. And as for the talking lion, its ways of talking are strange. It does not pronounce the words well. Let me know when you will send the money.
Good evening, Jackie O. Sorry about the delay. I was round at Frank's earlier and I got stuck up a tree whilst chasing a snake. Then fell off and banged my head on a chicken. You know what it's like. I had extended discussions with Frank at Stewpot's bar this evening, and he's delighted with the way things are going. He wants to know a last couple of things. Can he call the other lions Fancy Pants and Brian? Also, would it be possible for the leopards to sing? And are they willing to wear clothes? All the best, Cuddles. Bob.
Sorry for what happened to you, Bob, and I hope you didn't get injured. Tell your bank to send the money through Western Union to the name attached. As for the lion, you can call them any name provided you shout when talking to them and always use the same name. And trained leopards like the one I have for you will wear any clothes you buy for them. Your friend, Jack.
Hello, my good friend. Thanks for your kind words. I've fully recovered from the fall, but I've still got a large bandage on my head, so I can't risk leaving the house today.
Bob, go to the bank right away. I've had it with this waiting. First this bullying story, and now your head is a bandage and this is stopping you? You must go to the bank right now, Bob. I will take the animals and the money left by my father somewhere else.
Jack, my friend, my very good friend, you might want to pour yourself a stiff African drink because I have some bad news. I've just been to the bank, and the guy there, well, he said that I can't send you any money as I don't have any in my account. In actual fact, it turns out that I owe them over $8,000. I'm really sorry, Jack. I hope I haven't wasted your time in any way. I can't see how I could have, but I'm afraid the deal is off. All my love, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Tell me this one thing. Do you still need the animal? Even $500 will settle your bill for now. Bob?
In the Bob Servant emails by Neil Forsyth, Bob Servant was played by Brian Cox and Jack Thompson was played by Felix Dexter. The Bob Servant emails are directed by Marilyn Imrie and produced by Owen Bell.